1902, Joseph Dixon hired prominent Missoula architect A.J. Gibson to design a mansion reminiscent of the North Carolina plantations of his youth, typified by a full-height front porch with decorative columns supporting the porch roof. The East Pine Street home, originally a one-story house, was remodeled between 1912 and 1921. Dixon, born in North Carolina, came to Missoula in the 1890s and started a career in law and politics. In 1896, he married Caroline Warden, daughter of Missoula founder Francis Warden, and together raised seven children. During his distinguished career, Dixon, a Republican, served Montana as congressman, U.S. senator, governor, and assistant secretary of the interior. In 1900, he gained controlling interest in the Missoulian and served as editor from 1912 to 1917, when the paper was sold. He also managed Teddy Roosevelt's unsuccessful third-party Bull Moose run for president in 1912. Dixon left his mark on Missoula by, among other things, securing appropriations to expand Fort Missoula and to construct the federal building, which housed the U.S. Post Office and Federal Courthouse. In 1915, Dixon petitioned the city to create the East Pine Street Divided Boulevard, the first of its kind in the city, thus leaving an indelible mark on the neighborhood. The Knights of Columbus purchased the home for use as a meeting hall in 1946. The Chalice of Repose Project, St. Patrick Hospital, and McHugh Construction, in partnership with the Knights of Columbus, began cooperative rehabilitation of the building in 1999.